Hi everyone, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is an understanding of his love, and the Bible reference is from John 17 verse 23, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17 verse 23. God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Has this reality dawned on your spirit? When it does, it will completely transform everything about your life. Years ago, when I discovered this verse, I shouted, cried, danced, and screamed for joy. Let me take it again. John 17, verse 23. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. God's love for you is beyond human description and imagination. In Romans 5 verse 8, the Bible says, "But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Your value to God is the price he paid for your salvation, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. This should help you further appreciate the infinite magnitude and boundless nature of his love. In Ephesians 3:17-18, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, prayed that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend the unfathomable dimensions of the Father's love. Furthermore, in Romans 8 verse 32, the Apostle Paul raised a thought-provoking question as he reflected on God's matchless love for us. He asked, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 32. In other words, why should anyone be sick, weak, poor, broke, depressed, or live a down life, judging how much the Father loves us? An understanding of our Heavenly Father's love will rid your life of fear, sickness, and everything associated with Satan and darkness. Matthew's account of what the Lord did as a demonstration of his love for the people lends credence to this. It says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Matthew 9 verse 35. Hallelujah. For further study, read 1 John 4:9-10 and Ephesians 3:17-19. We are taking the Bible in 1 year, 1 Samuel 18:19 and Luke 21:19. We are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 127 and Psalm 128, and then Romans 15:1-9. Love you so lavished upon me. It's such a delight to know that I'm special and valuable to you. I walk in the consciousness of your unfailing love today, and I manifest and radiate your love to my world. In Jesus' name, amen. An understanding of his love, an understanding of his love. When you understand God's love for you, you'll up your game. It reflects in how you live and in what you do, in things you involve yourself in, because you know God loves you above human comprehension, above human love. You know you have somebody called the Father who loves you, and you live accordingly. You don't look down on yourself. You don't walk around looking dejected, broke, and feel unloved, because you know you have God who loves you. Paul is even asking in Romans that if he has freely given his Son for us, how much more won't he give his Son freely for us as well? So God loves you. Let it show in what you do. Let it show God. God loves you. Let's assure. Don't walk around like a loser. You are never a loser. You are a king. Let's assure. Hallelujah. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.